Bite It Harder here with a little message for Calamity. My girl, Calamity Chaos, we've been friends since the beginning, love. I'm not singling you out in anything. And I hope you're right. I hope that there is more positive in everybody. I hope people are strong and caring. And I hope the shit in my head, the stuff that I hear when I go out in public, is wrong. I really, 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 with everything that I am, want to be wrong. The part that concerns me about this is that you think I called everybody. I didn't specifically call out anybody stupid. And I'm not specifically saying that everyone's angry. What I am saying is most people are so consumed and absorbed with their own want and their own fucking pain, they don't recognize anybody else until they're slapped in the face with it, until they're confronted with it. You leave people comfortable to their own devices and they'll find and manufacture reasons to wallow in self-pity and pain. You think you could hear what's on people's mind. Most of the time it's worrying about, am I good enough? Did I say something stupid? Does my ass look too big in these pants? Am I pretty enough? Do they like me? It's petty. It's just petty. And we've gotten so numb to a point where using things like hate, we don't even recognize. And not to single you out, but in your boo yesterday, you singled out hating Tony Roma. Hate, hate, hate. I mean, you used it generously. Now, to anybody else, I know what your intent was. It doesn't seem like it's that big a deal. Like, nobody gives a fuck. It's Tony Roma. You're just taking allegiance for the sports team, whatever. But to the ignorant, and when I say ignorant, I don't mean stupid. I mean uneducated or people who aren't aware of what you're talking about. They would hear all the hate, and it would give them ammunition or fuel. They'd be like, yeah, fuck Tony Roma or whoever we were talking about. I hate that guy. What? Like, you've subjectively tainted an ignorant group of people who just want to wallow in misery and hate on somebody. I mean, if that wasn't the case, then organizations like the Klan wouldn't fucking exist. Here we've got people who can undoubtedly love people of another color or ethnicity or religious background, and yet, because their dumb fucking hilljack family member or brother or neighbor fucking tells them that you should hate people, they just automatically hate people. It's infectious, and infectious to the point where even little words like hate that we take for granted can poison people's minds. And this is why I went on that rant, because if everybody collectively goes dark,